You just gotta be careful where you kick dust.
Right.
Boy, don't do that again. Yeah, Bob, I thought they were a little high, too.
Yeah, roger.
Okay, a back camp. One hundred and 120. Right
yeah,
now.
How about tapping the meter a little bit for us?
Yeah, how about tapping the meter a little bit for us?
Yeah, I think the meter's been tapped since we've been working on a rover. Yeah, 100 and 120.
Okay.
We're 2 hours and 5 minutes into this EBA.
Okay, Jack, I'm on the way.
Okay, and Gino, we'd like to vary the parking
okay.
a little bit because of this. We'd like to try and get those batteries cooled down.
If
you park about 60 feet north of the central station.
Park about 60 feet.
And facing east. Facing down sun, that will open
and
the battery covers.
Say, Bob, I can't read you, but facing east and down sun are not the same.
Well, approximately there.
Jack, you need your block. I got it right here.
Facing.
You're on a rover, aren't you?
Facing.
I got it. Wait a minute.
Hey, Gino, we mean up sun. Sorry about that.
I got your block coming, Jack.
Okay.
Boy, it doesn't take much to get those battery covers dirty.
Okay, Gina, did you copy me that we meant facing up, son?
Gina, did you copy me that we meant facing up, son?
Yeah, Bob. I do get fatter. Okay. Got fat. Bob, the, guarding plug meter is 90% scale to the right.
Okay, copy that.
Hey, copy that.
Oh, okay, Bob, give me that parking heading again, would you?
Okay, we'd like you to park facing the sun. How's that for being definite?
We'd like you to park facing the sun.
Feet.
How's that for being definite?
Okay.
About 60 north feet of the central station.
About 60 feet north of the central station.
60 feet north of central station. I can't park a little northeast now. Okay, and you want the battery covers open?
That's affirmative, Gene. And that means let the dust in before you open them.
And that means let the dust in before you open them.
Yeah, I guess so. Man, am I glad I didn't land up here, Jack. So am I. Okay, the ALSEP is connected. RTG is connected. Is that where you're going to have the central station, huh?
Well, Gino, that's the best I can do. But I've spent a lot more time.
Yeah. And let me talk to you about it. Man, about this depression,
Yep, your probe's all right out in here. And if you get in the bottom of it for the, either this one or go off there, that should be straight line between you and me now. Another depression would be good for the neutron flux. You need to be over that way. You're, just a...
Yeah, they want me to park about here. Where, you need to be over here. First Central Station, right there, huh?
You need to...
Yeah, I got a parking that's up for the battery.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
about
17
about 60 feet
planning.
Northeast. How's it look behind
you? 17, so you're planning.
We're
that's
now
good,
about
Gene.
20 minutes behind the timeline.
That's
we're,
good.
We're now about the timeline.
You're cutting out, Bob. You'll have to wait. What are you, Bob?
Roger, we're about 20 minutes behind the timeline, 20 minutes.
Roger, we're about 20 minutes behind the timeline, 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, I guess it could be worse, considered a couple things. Okay, by the time I get those batteries. Okay, Jack, let me give you this first so I can get to work. Oh, the block, yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot you had it. Thank you. Hey, where are we? Arc 60 North heading, okay. 50 volt is off, let me double check that while I was thinking of something. Wouldn't want this rover to go rolling over the terrain without me. Okay, it is off. I'll switch position 3. Dust TV, TCU, and the whole works, huh? There's TV remote. Okay, Bob, you're aligned on a high gain.
Okay, we copy that.
We copy that.
And you're in position 3.
Copy that.
Okay, let me get these covers dusted.
To that.
Well, that's a consolation. It's not as hard to get at the covers. One might think.
We've got a black and white picture now.
Work on a lame connection now, Bob.
Okay, I copy that, Zach.
Yeah, I copy that, Zach.
Understand.
Man, it's hard to hit that garbage pile.
Dang it.
So, Roger, understand you also have the heat flow connector connected by now?
Do you understand you also have the heat flow connector connected by now?
Yes, sir. I'm a little late, Jack, till I get these battery covers open. Okay, I got the e-flow for you. Okay. Well, the old lean connector doesn't connect just like usual. Or lock. Okay, I'm not going to touch the batteries. The covers are clean. And the batteries themselves are clean. The LCRU has been dusted.
Okay.
So is the TV. It's locked.
Okay, copy that.
It's locked on.
Okay, I'm going to use this.
Okay, Bob, the battery covers are in the shade.
Okay, copy that, Neil.
Well. Okay, I hope that helps. I'm going to go to Max for a minute here. You buy that?
Okay, Gino, we copy.
It seems hot in the Valley of Taurus.
Okay.
Okay, ooh, man, is that... Yeah. I'm going back to intermediate.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, Bob, I'm ready to go to work.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to push the gravimeter.
Roger, Mark.
Okay. You have a mark.
Copy
it's
that.
Lincoln, and remember what I said, it's a piece of cake to take on and off.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, this is north over here, huh? Okay, awful load heat flow, 10th Northwest. You got the connector connected. Carry heat flow 30. Place on ground, experiment up. Okay. I'm going to do that, Jack. Keep your eye on cables. Oh, man. All I could do is go downhill over here. Jack, you read?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to level. They gonna move that very much?
No, I'll be working with it to try to level it. That's gonna be a major task.
Okay, there's 30 feet. I'll get this thing squared away when I... Okay, boy bolt time.
Jack Schmidt working with the lunar surface gravimeter.
That really went. Man, these things are just like they are at the Cape. You can feel every one of them. Hey, Bob, has Ryan been able to see the lab?
Stand by. I'll find out. Watch it, Jack.
First cable hooked. Got it? You all right?
Yep. I'll straighten it up in a minute.
Okay, the LSG is going out.
Okay, copy that.
It does the things that we want it to for.
This is the experiment.
Bob, I'm not doing too badly on keeping things clean. The base of the central station and got some stuff on it, but otherwise it's pretty good.
Okay, Jack, we appreciate your efforts, and we understand you got the lean connected eventually.
Yes, and it locked. Just took some diddling. Okay, sun's over there. Oops, I forgot my boy bolts. Let's see. Did I never drill a hole where there's not a can? Boy bolts are off. Bob, is it bothering that the base of the LSG is touching soil? This is pretty soft.
Roger.
Roger, Ron thinks he's seen it. We haven't had a confirmation on the last orbit when you were talking to him, but he thinks he saw it the previous orbit.
Hey, Bob.
Go.
Can the LSG, the base of the LSG, be touching the soil?
Stand by on that.
Well,
Roger, Jack,
it's very
the base.
Soft, and it's going to be hard to level for it. And
Roger, Jack, the base can be touching the ground.
Okay, it's level, aligned, the sun shield is shaded inside, the level bubble is just touching the outer circle, are they one circle? And I improve that, it's perfectly centered now, and I'm going to uncage. Whoops. The experiment moved. It's still pretty good level. Okay, it's uncaged. The gimbal is swinging.
Okay, copy that.
The gimbal is swinging.
Copy that. And Jack, you're still in
back.
The
bubble is back, just cut. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I've been working, man.
Okay.
Okay, I went to pseudo-intermediate between minimum and intermediate. The bubble is just touching the circle, and the alignment, sun alignment is good.
All right, copy that. Thank you.
Okay, Gene, you got some good slack here. You can leave it that way. You shouldn't have the cable draped across anything. That's good. Okay, I want to try and get this thing in there. Well, there it is. Gene? Yeah, I got a little dust in this mirror, though. I want to make sure I, Bob, I got a little dust on the white surface, not on the mirror. The heat flow, you got any recommendations?
Stand by on that, Jack. Gene, is that the, on the heat reflector?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
as long as it's
side.
Not on the mirror, it's okay, Gene.
Now let me take another look. I'll double check. Budget, you're pulling
yeah.
pretty hard.
Yeah, I'm pulling.
I'm watching. I'm not pulling. Okay, the mirror's clean.
Okay, then that's good enough.
Give me some more slack up here. You're great.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, that's where it's going, Jack, right there. Can you, okay, how's that? That's good. Got enough? This way just a little, Gino. That's good. Doesn't take much. Man, we sure didn't need blocks or anything on here. There's enough soil here to level almost anything.
Say that.
So soft, though, it's hard to get a best level. That dirt is not on the mirror. It's on the white stuff that you know is horizontal to the surface of the box.
Okay, copy that, Gene. That's okay.
The mirrors, please.
Roger. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you a TGE reading.
Roger, we're ready.
Okay, 670-002-601.
670-002-601.
Okay, we copy that. Bob, was that with the camera running?
Roger, the camera's been running all this time.
Ah, that's beautiful. Okay, your temperatures are down to 100 and maybe a skosh under 120, so maybe those batteries are cooling off.
Okay, good.
It's sure good. I don't want to walk on that third EVA.
Roger.
I'm getting a light drive in this machine. Okay, pull pin 2. Pin 2 always comes before pin 1.
I think that's in the NASA documents now.
What's that?
Pin 2 comes before pin 1.
Okay.
Rio 3 comes before Rio 1 and 2 also. I think I overdid that one.
Yeah, it went clean out of sight, but by all means, watch reel 2.
Oh, you think you're so clever. Believe it or not, Bob, I'm anchoring the geophone module.
Hey, Jack, it looks to us on the TV as though you're anchoring the geophone module with a flag.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm anchoring the geophone module with a flag. Okay, one leg. Two legs. Three legs. And none of them.
Hey, Bob, remind me to police the garbage pile.
All right.
The garbage pile is turning out to be, just like every other ALSEP deployment, it's hard to control.
And I understand all your legs came out okay, Gino.
Okay. Yes, sir, they all came out okay. Okay, LMS ring is full.
Copy that.
Amazing.
Jack Schmidt working with the Lunar Surface Profiling Experiment.
Okay, Bob, I've got my tools of the trade right here. I'm ready to go to work. Now, I put a mark in the deck. Here it is, right there.
Gene.
Bob, what have I forgotten? The package won't rotate.
Try rotating the UHD.
No, I'm serious. Oh, rotate the UHD, huh?
Yeah, remember that one?
No, that's right. I'm sorry. I knew it! I knew it would happen!
Where's your garbage pile, Jack?
Well, I can't find yours.
No, don't worry about my garbage pile. It turns out it looks very much like the ALSEP.
Okay, I made a mark over here that says... It says that should be about cable length.
What am I doing over here?
You're awfully close.
Now, I'm going right in here, Jack.
Right here.
Okay.
I can move it further,
north.
No, this will be all right.
I just want to keep away from you there.
We shall soon see how...
anxious to see what's under this mantle.
So are we.
Well, Bob, I hope I can drill you a couple good holes.
How about three?
And I know you do, too. Okay, Bob, the arrow is east-west, pointing west. The bubble is in the center. If I'm lucky, it'll stay there. I'm more like east-northeast. I'm trying to keep a little farther away from Gene.
Okay, copy that.
Brake seal is open. Okay, that was my mark. Let me see. Double check that cable length. I sure hate to drill a hole that was outside of the length of the cable. Okay, Bob, the LMS is deployed. I'm policing the site. The screen is over the port.
Copy that.
I'm going to move one big rock. What am I doing down in here? What were you doing down in there? Okay. And Bob, there's a little bit of dust adhering to the sides of the LMS. And a few particles, less than half a percent of the surface on the top. But of course, you're going to clean that one off, so that's all right.
That's a firm on the top.
The north side has about a 10 or 15% dust cover.
Copy that. And, Gino, you're leaning pretty heavy forward on that drill.
Okay, Bob. She went in. She's going in like she's in some pretty dead stuff, and then I hit some rock here. I'll watch it. I won't lean forward. I'm not putting too much pressure on it.
Okay.
It sounds to me like she's chipping her way through rock. Maybe just a little longer drilling hole than it was at the Cape.
Cernan drilling 2 8-foot holes for the heat flow experiment.
Bob, she's going in, but not without a little bit of resistance.
Yeah, Roger, we're observing that, Gino.
Every once in a while, she breaks through a soft spot.
Good.
Bob, I tell you, this central station's a bear. Bear to get level. Well, I just got dust on it now.
too soft. Because it took a lot to get it off.
Okay, Jack, and we can certainly stand a little bit of dust, at least on top of that central station sunshield.
Yeah, I guess the level's important.
Roger.
I could just see what John's thinking right now. That's what makes the difference. That's where you expend your energy. Bob, I don't know that I'm going to be able to do that without a lot of time. It's hanging against the south edge.
Say again there, Jack.
I don't know whether I'm going to be able to level the central station. Anything I could do, Jack? Okay, I got it off the edge.
Okay, maybe we better just leave it there.
Well, I'm making it worse by getting dust on the top.
Now, the dust on the top is not as important as getting it leveled, Jack, but if you got it broken off the edge, that ought to be good enough.
Bob, I'm riding at about 382. I've got, I guess about 80. Well, no, there's half. I guess 60%, no flags and no cones.
Okay, copy that, Tino.
Okay, Bob, it's touching the second ring. The Nolan is aligned, and I'm going to leave it alone.
Roger on that.
I think I lost all the time I might have made up. Hey, Bob, it's obvious that I'm going through some pretty tough stuff. Consolidated material, like rock fragments, and then it breaks through, and then it jumps for about 3 or 4 inches, and then I hit some more fragments.
Yeah, Roger, we're seeing that, you know. Looks interesting.
I got too low on that one. I thought I had that gauged. You deploy that geophone, you go out of sight. Thank you. bound, there would be absolutely no way of breaking this drill from that those bores without that tool. I guarantee you that.
Okay, we copy that, Dino.
I think I found a way to get this off, though. A little help. Okay, number three coming up.
Roger, the third and last one on this hole.
Yes, sir. Oh, boy. Time out.
Okay.
Don't work too hard.
Roger.
My thunder's still on, which makes me happy. Okay, they can come and sprinkle the whole area with water, get rid of some of this dust.
Okay, Gino, and can you remember that the seat flow cables are not crossed as they come out of the box?
Yes, sir, I very definitely made a point of not crossing them.
Okay, very good.
They are not crossed.
Good.
Oh, where do we find such men? How's it coming, Jack?
Oh, slow. This leveling has really thrown me behind a barker. But I know they're serious about it, so if I can keep it where it is now, I'm in like Flynn. It's perfectly centered. And even the Norman is aligned within a shadow width.
Biting.
Really working down there, huh?
Oh, you betcha, man. I'm in something tough down there now. Woo!
Well, what bore are you in?
Number three. If I let go of that drill and it kept running, or if that drill kept running and I wasn't anchored to the ground, it'd throw me over the Massif. It had gentle turns. Mother load down there.
Gene, if it's getting really tough and you're not making much progress, we'll be happy with it where it is.
No, sir,
looks
you're
like you really
happy
got it
with
in.
It to where it's supposed to be, and that's where it's...
You were hiding it from us.
Yes,
we couldn't
sir.
Tell how deep in you were.
I wanted to surprise you. They're going in all the way, and they're both going to work. Gets a little tough looking into the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, man, a Chevitz. I don't know where I picked that word up, but that's better than some, I guess. I can use my little lean-to here. Oh, man, that works great. That works great. Put this out of the way. Bob, I'm into the white marks. It depends on what you want to call a surface. You know, it's I can give you give or take six or eight inches.
Yeah, something like that'll do, Gene, I guess.
Gene, is the dust coming up, changing color on you at all?
Now, Jack, you didn't change the color. I can't even tell. I can't even tell where it's coming up. Oh, I don't think it is coming up. I think I'm just pushing to the side.
Well, I saw something come up then. Just then, Jack.
Yo, off that central station. Yeah, Du Bois itself, it turns out.
Roger on that. That was
Bob.
Pretty amazing.
Okay, when I just, I finally leveled it in a bullseye. I don't know whether you heard me or not, but it was perfect. So it's okay. It's just got a fair, it's got about 20% dust cover on the top.
Okay.
Sure, you got, glad you got that probe covered.
And Jack Elson says that that's okay.
Yeah,
20%
let's see
no
how
problem.
Much. Okay. I put a rock under the northwest corner. Whoops, guess what happened? It's like in training, Gino. What happened? The old geophone cable caught on the corner. Okay. Oops, I'm not ready. It says F-4B on that. That's an airplane. There's no dust on a probe except that which was on my hand.
Okay, copy that.
That must be solar wind. Sorry, I have to be more talkative, but just taking all the concentration I got. I don't have to push this down, I can see that. Yeah, this top row doesn't hold any better here than it did in train. Oh, don't lose that, Gino, don't lose that. Notice how you talk to yourself out here? Who, me? Self, I says, he was getting farther and farther behind. Well, I've had my one for today.
Your one what?
No. I just did my whiffer deal.
Oh, did you fall?
No. It's funny how for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction, isn't it?
Hey, I've heard that before.
Okay, secure thermal curtains. Thermal curtains are secured.
Okay, copy that.
How far behind am I, Bob?
Stand by. Roger, we're showing Gene just about 20 minutes, and Jack just about 25, between 20 and 25 for both of you.
Okay. Our consumables.
Stand by.
This thing ain't gonna work better than that.
Bob, just like the book says, it's down to Papa One and it hooked.
How about that?
Oh, boy, the old fingers really suffer on me. Take it easy. Okay. I want this one down to F1. Would you believe F1?
No, I believe you, Dean.
In this soil, best number I can give you is about an inch below the white spots, or Bravo 1.
Okay, copy, Bravo 1.
I got a better way of putting that last thermal shield on, though.
Jack Schmidt working on the ALSEP Central Station, lining the antenna, it looks like.
Bob, you're looking at it, coming out to the south, although I don't expect it'll stay that way, unless I put some dirt over the cable. How's that grab you?
Stand by, Gene.
You like that thermal shield the way it is? Okay, that's coming out south. That's in good shape. I'm pleased with that.
Dirt's okay.
If you want to put it on
there,
I'm moving on.
Okay.
Now, the thermal shield is on there, Bob. I got them all on there.
No, I was talking about if you want to put some dirt on there to hold it down, that's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I got it down without the dirt.
Okay. Good enough.
I just find all sorts of good ways to make life easier out here. Stay away from the cables. Bob, and I didn't forget the last measurement either.
Roger that.
Hey, can you see this big mound that I just watched? That's just to the north, not the mound, the depression that's just to the north of me?
Roger, 17.
It's probably behind a rover. Okay, well, how's that look for the core?
Stand by. Gino, can you give us a distance estimate to that? Does it look like it's 80 feet or so?
Yeah.
Okay, then that sounds good.
Oh, shucks. Hey, Bob, is there any way a level bubble can fail?
Hey, Jack, remember that's on top of those wobbly legs and our wobbly springs there, and with the thing not being straight, you shouldn't really expect the level bubble to be level after the thing's been deployed. That happened at the Cape a couple times, remember?
Yeah, but Bob, I've moved this practically all the way down to full throw, and that bubble won't move, and I can't get it to move by tilting it, and I was level. And the bubble on the top of the central station is still level.
Okay, you're talking about the level on your other one, huh? Stand by on that.
The Norman, yeah. Both of them. I can't get it to move to the other side of the wood. Keep working. That thing shouldn't fail. Well, I've gone full throw. That's not level. That bubble stuck in there somehow. In both of them. That's not even pointing close to the Earth. Okay, I'm going to have to tweak it up. Let them see the signal strength and tweak it.
Okay, why don't you try and manually point it, try and level it and see what you can do towards getting it towards the Earth.
I will, Bob. That bubble's just not working. I can't figure that one out.
Okay, just go ahead and...
Okay, maybe I jarred it loose here.
Okay.
Okay, I think I jarred it loose.
That's another
thing. Don't ask me how.
Yeah, okay, we won't.
Okay, and I got the other one loose. That's very strange. A sticky level bubble. Never heard of it. Hey, Bob?
Go ahead, Dan.
If you're looking at me, what I'm talking about is this depression in here for the core. Oh, maybe 15, 20 meters out in here. Jack, what did you have in mind for the neutron flux? Either the one you're in, you're down in there, next one over behind that rock in front of you over there. Oh, yeah, I can go way over there. That's not too far probably from the rock. Well, either way, I think it's fine, Gene. But I would suggest behind the rock.
For the neutron flux, huh?
Yes, sir, in the core.
Well, I thought they wanted to core in that depression.
Well, there's also one over there.
We can't
okay,
destroy.
And 17.
I'll go behind that rock. That looks good from here.
On 17, we think you guys are by far the best position to judge that, far better than we are. You know what the requirements are on shielding and
okay.
Greater than 50 meters, 25 meters.
Okay, Bob. Okay, the long bore is in.
Okay, copy that. Gene, looks like that one went in fairly well.
Well, probably about like the other one did. Not too bad.
Okay.
Oh, I must be getting old. I expect the next two are going to be a little harder.
Bob, I'm not very happy with this level. But I'll turn it on and have me come back a little bit later when they're warmed up some more and let's see what it looks like.
Okay, we'll do that. Give me a mark when you turn it on and we'll see what kind of signals we get.
Okay, the Shadow Norman's aligned. I'm going to turn the shorting plug on.
Copy that.
Gone.
Roger.
And, the needle is full scale left.
All right, copy that.
I can't believe that.
What's the problem?
Well, that whole bore turns in the ground. It's so loose. I got those threads sometimes stick on you a little bit. I got one stuck halfway down, and the whole bore is turning, so now I got to use a wrench on it.
Okay, Jack, and we have...
Bob, I've got a rock about 10 feet southeast of my limb location. I can move a little more north and get 15 feet from that. Is that okay?
No, how big is the rock there, Jack?
Oh, it stands, it's a meter wide and stands about a third of a meter high.
About a third, about a foot high.
Bob, how's that for... A third of a meter.
Okay.
Bob, how's that for soil mechanics? I pulled the first four right on out trying to get this thing on right.
I'll put it in before your hole fills up there, Gino.
Yeah. Right now I'm interested in getting the second bore on. Now, let's see if I can get it back in. Well, not quite as far, but high enough for me to reach the... It still feels, Bob, like there's a lot of fragmental material down there.
Copy that, Gino. Good luck.
That was an interesting little exercise. Well, I got the bore on right anyway.
Well, shoot.
Okay, Jack, as long as it's only 1 foot high at 10 foot away, that's satisfactory.
Okay.
Bob, the leaves deployed. The line and the level bubble is just touching the inner ring.
Copy that.
Hey, Bob, did you get anything from the outside?
Watch that cable, Jack. Roger, we started to tell you that when you had the question, and we're getting a good lockup on the data.
Keep an eye on it, because I'm not happy with the level.
Okay, we'll get back with you on that.
I'll check it. Maybe check it. Yep.
The LEAM is the Lunar Ejecta and Meteorites Experiment.
I found a way to get over cables.
Did you...
with that UHT on the heat flow, because it was aligned real good.
It was what?
The heat flow electronics when you go over there for that UHT was aligned.
Oh, yeah.
Bob, I'm going to take a zap of cold water.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Whee! Almost looks like it's getting dark out, is it? Guess not.
Hope not. Oh, we is in trouble.
I got back on the wrong way. I did. I went to min instead of max. Here it comes. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Man, what did... Okay, Jack, you're all right. Still deploy.
Huh?
Still deploy, nothing. You're all right.
It's coming out a little hard. Wouldn't you know it?
Okay, I'm back in min, Bob.
Okay, copy that.
By any chance, have any heat flow data yet?
No, Gino, we don't have the heat flow turned on yet.
Right? Oh, that's right. Okay.
I think that's right.
Okay, I'm about to give you your number. Oh, God darn it. Crank it a couple times. Clean as a whistle. Clean as a whistle.
Well, just like I thought. Antenna doesn't want to go in.
Is that the number three section area?
There, Jim.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Roger. Beautiful.
Well, it's the last one I got. I guess we'll find out when I put the probe in. I think they're all in there. Okay, I'm about ready to deploy some geophones.
Okay, Jack, did you get the antenna into that sub-pallet? Okay, eventually?
Yes.
Good enough.
Bob, I occasionally hit stuff, and it spits the whole drill back at me. Knocks it back about a half an inch or so, and then it'll bite through it.
Okay.
My general impression is that there's an awful lot of fragments I'm busting up down there.
Okay.
Bob, that last 6 inches, I really came into something hard. But it's down all the way.
Beautiful, Gino.
Oops, there's a heat flow probe. What happened?
I messed up.
Man, don't hit that. Give me heart failure after all that drilling.
No, I just walked too close to it. I apologize for that.
I don't care how close you walk to it.
Mark does.
Just don't step on it.
I do that. I need no.
Hey, Bob, just out of curiosity, what kind of heart rates has this drill been producing on me?
Stand by.
Thank you.
Okay, you've been running 120 slushing with peaks of 140 to 150 from time to time.
Okay.
And there goes the last peak flow hole on the moon.
Yes, sir. I tell you, if you learn how to use your instruments in this 16G, you take your time and you get around, pretty phenomenal. But if you try and bend over without some help, not so phenomenal. What a ride that Challenger gave us coming down. What a ride. Dummy? Jack, you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm getting dropsy now. Getting dropsy.
Don't push it.
Getting dropsy.
Take a rest.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Gene Cernan putting this second heat flow probe into place.
Give you another one here. While it's dirty, I'll tell you, I'm into the bottom of the white marks. And that's about Bravo 1 again.
Okay, I copy Papa 1, Foxtrot 1, and Bravo 1.
No, sir, Bob. Now, the bore stem is in to the top of the white marks. I'm still putting the probe down.
Okay, copy
and,
that.
And the top of the white marks is about Bravo 1.
Copy that.
About Bravo 1. Okay, here goes the probe. Pick a number you'd like to hear. How about Papa 1?
How about Papa 1 there, Gino?
Bingo, babe. You win and it locked in.
Roger. I think Mark won on that
Papa
one.
Papa 1.
Roger. And, Jack, I gather you're probably traipsing across the landscape with a geophone about now, right? let me ask you. Stand by. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, I gather you said that the lane was leveled on a line, and I gather that meant it was on the black decal on top. Do you happen to remember what a number was on that?
Well, I'll check it, but I think you know where that decal is.
Well, okay. Good enough.
Okay, Bob, middle thermal shield went to F1.
Hey, that's another thing,
and
though.
I'm coming out to the south.
Roger.
Thermal shield is in place.
All right, to copy that.
Well, it was until I moved it. I need my javelin anymore?
You might.
One never knows, you know.
I gotta save it till after I drill the core. Oh, me oh my.
Take it easy, Gino. Sound like you're...
No, I'm doing fine.
Okay.
That sun is just bright. I ought to put those visors down, I suppose. Those other visors. Okay, let me take a look at my list and see whether I got everything. Measured, height. You got all the shields, you're coming out south. Verify E-flow is level and aligned. It is aligned, the Noman was good. UHD to the LRB, LMP seat, and then what do I do? Let me see. Deep core prep. Jack, I'm gonna leave the UHD in the heat flow in case you need it.
Okay,
I'm gonna go behind a rock over there.
Now.
In that depression. Bob, you do want the core in a depression, right?
Roger, that's affirmative, Gino.
Okay, nobody touch my heat flow. The prettiest job I've ever done. Okay, I'm going behind a boulder over here. Bob, I've got about 385 and I guess about 50%. I can't see it too well.
That,
and no flags and no tone, and I'm on intermediate coolant and I feel great.
Likewise, and
LMP is 5-6%.
Okay.
What are you, Gino?
Copy that.
Well, I can't see it. The sun was... I don't know, Jack. I can't. Well, about five or 5-4.
Okay.
Now, this ought to shield that thing from the doggone,
pressure's 385 on the LMP.
I think they're pretty good, but it's not real easy to tell what vertical is.
Roger, Jack.
Well, this is right in line with the shallow depression, and it's right in line with the RTG with a rock in the middle.
Okay, Gino, as long as you're drilling behind the rocks from the RTG, that's great.
That's where you're going to get it. Let me see what I need. Drew rack, core bag. Drill.
At 1 IPS. Okay, let's go do it right.
Gene Cernan preparing to drill another hole. These cores will be brought back to Earth, and the neutron flux experiment will be placed in that hole.
I'm going to put it right in this depression. Right in it. Now get the middle of that. It's a shallow one. If I go over there, I'm not shielded, Jack.
No, that's good. Get it in the middle right here. Get it in that place.
Right in this little, it's only about a 4 meter depression.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you're on the other side of the rock. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I want to get back here.
That's good.
Oh, man, go slow.
We're 3 hours, 21 minutes into this EVA.
Bob, the all these big boulders around here that I've looked at are the same rock type. Ooh, who pulled over the geophone module?
Can't imagine.
Okay. That sounds like the title of a book. A book. I see it.
I took number one in the right direction.
Yep.
Okay, number four will be a little hard to pick up.
Well, all these little craters are filled with glass. Come on back here. I gotta chase this thing over the lunar surface.
I've seen glass covers. Yeah, about out towards there, I guess.
That same, Bob. All these big blocks that I've looked at look like the Gibraltar rock I was talking about. Possibly upwards of 50% plagioclase rather than 30 like the Mare. Put an intermediate gabbro of some kind. And one big block there had very sharply defined parallel parting planes. I think there's a foliation of minerals that parallel that parting, but I'll have to check it out.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
Those parting planes go over the go through the whole boulder on the order of at least 3 meters long and outcrop.
Jack Schmidt deploying the geophones of the lunar surface profiling experiment in a large T shape.
How's it going, Gene?
Brian, I'm on my second stem here.
I'm starting on it.
How are you coming?
Okay, I'm just about ready to pick up old, the biggie, UFO 4. Have a good time.
Okay, and Gina, how you doing? We've been watching Jack traipse back and forth across the range.
I'm getting there, Bob. I'm trying to fit, talk about saving leak boots. Put stem number 2 on.
And Jack, how's the visibility back to the center geophone vent?
How's it been?
Yeah, yeah, you're
not bad.
Okay, you're not having to worry about extra photos yet.
No, I've been checking it. Bob, my biggest problem is that the flags don't anchor.
Okay, copy that.
In general, the lines are following the contours. Try another one. Oh, gone it.
What's the problem, Gino? It won't screw on?
Oh, yeah, it's no problem. You know, it's the same problem you always have. You get these threads, get a little side force on them, and, you know, with the helmet, gloves, and what have you, it's just, you can't, sometimes they go on easy, sometimes they don't.
Copy that.
Okay, I got this one on now.
Hey, Roger.
Why do I have a ball of spaghetti here? But the geophones are going in the right direction. I hope you don't have an EMI problem. Can the geophone lines cross, Bob?
Stand by on that. Okay, no problem, Jack.
Okay. If you see me start to pull over that module there, it don't do that. No, I mean, well, that won't hurt. It's just that it stretches the other geophones tight.
Okay, all right, now we're watching Gene.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'll watch it. The anchors are completely unsuccessful on the module anyway.
That looks pretty good, Gino.
Not too bad, Bob. The first core was awful loose, so I think I could have pulled it back out with my hands.
That's not the idea.
Boy, are you a long way off.
Stop for a second, Bob.
Okay, we observe your problem. They're cutting the wrench off, Gino.
Well, I had to get down to get that third stem aligned and get it on there. This is the easy part, but I just got myself behind a power curve for a second.
All right.
How's the time, Bob?
Stand by. Okay, presuming you're taking photos now on Geophone 4. Having finished Geophone 4, Jack, you're about, right now, looks like about 15 minutes behind.
Okay. Bob, one of the problems is I'm working in a small crater, and it's just a little difficult to work on these slopes. Okay, it's on. I'm ready to put the drill in.
Okay, Jim.
Okay. Let me get the dust out of the bit by blurping it. Oh, man. Okay. What am I doing, Bob, on a time? Jack, do you read me?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't see you.
I'm up by the big rock.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I think I could drive that heat flow flux or heat or neutron flux in at least for one probe without any problem. Okay. Bob, if all goes well, the next few short moments you'll have the final unleaded core stem automatic in this area on Apollo 17.
On a Monday evening, roger.
Yeah, on Monday evening. That is what it is, isn't it? Hey, who's winning the football game?
Stand by, we'll find out. Okay, and Jack and Gene, the score is 10-10 at the half.
Yeah, it's Oakland and who?
Jets.
Not Kansas City, but what am I thinking of?
The duration of this CVA will be 6 hours and 45 minutes. The oxygen supply in the backpacks is being used at a slightly higher rate than anticipated. We're 3 hours and 40 minutes into the EVA now.
Bob, would you settle for about 8 inches out of the ground? About as low as I can get.
Okay,
I haven't heard from them recently.
Okay, Gino, we'll give you an A minus for that one, but it's still an A.
Well, I'll go lower if I can get an A plus, but I'm going to accept an A minus because I'll never get the wrench on it if I go any lower. I'm within an inch of the white stripes. How's that?
That sounds great to me.
An inch of the white stripes, Bob.
Roger, and they're worried up here that you didn't clear the flutes, Gino. You want to tell them that, so they'll be happy?
Yes, sir. I'll tell them I did clear the flutes.
Okay. And, Jack,
yeah,
where are you lost on the plane?
If you want me to do it tomorrow, I will.
No, if you've cleared it, that's sufficient. And, Jack, where are you lost on the plane to Torres Litro there?
I'm over here. He's 180 from where your camera, from where I am.
Okay.
Right across the rover.
Okay, you getting ready to take geophone photos or alpha photos?
I'm getting ready to enable the old geophone.
Okay, I think that means you've taken the geophone photos.
Oh, yes, sir, and I forgot the Nomen.
Hey, Jack, how about give me a couple of quick readings here to satisfy some people? One, was there a decal on the lean that you aligned it with? There's some controversy down here that there's no decal there, and the question is, if there isn't, they want a reading out of the degrees, but we keep saying there's a lean decal and we can't prove it.
I'll go prove it, Bob. I'll go by there. Stand by.
Okay.
What's the other question?
And the second question is there a decal and was it aligned on the shade, the 20-degree decal on the LSG? Was that also aligned?
Yes, sir.
Okay, copy that
one. Orange one.
Roger.
As per drawing.
Roger, sir.
As per drawing.
Roger. Don't have to prove it to me.
Yes, I do. Okay. Okay, Bob, I was able
okay, and Jack,
to pull
no
the core out.
Okay, go ahead.
With the drill. I was able to pull the core out with the drill about 3 inches, and it's all jacking material from there out.
Okay, copy that, Gino. And we finally got some work from the Cape to prove to people there's a decal on the lean, so you don't have to go back by that, Jack. Just at the right time.
I already have. It's reading 3-0. And there is a decal.
Okay, copy that.
Okay. I guess I take out that photo. Good. Out of the cables.
Okay, and Jack, we're getting ready here to try and save a little bit of time, and we're saying that why don't we just take two stereo pans for the ALSEP photos. The first stereo pan will be in the vicinity of the original stereo pan, and the second one they suggested will be to the northwest of that original one.
Northwest, okay.
Yeah, and I'd suggest you go far enough so that you can see the lean past the central station.
Yes, sir. Hey, Bob, you'll be interested to know I just put a plug in the top of that core, and it disappeared from sight down the center of the core. I'll put a cap on it too, but I want to plug it first. I want to get the rammer to plug it down. Hey, Bob, what do you want the focus on the pan to be?
Stand by on that.
About 15 feet.
Stand by.
My rammer. There it is.
Hey, Bob, that's strange. That plug was too small for the core.
Hey, Jack, you got a focus that's somewhat short of between 74 feet, a little short of 74 feet.
I already taken it at 15, Bob. I think that's pretty good.
Okay, that's okay. We couldn't get an answer.
It's not a calibrated detent, but I don't think you need it here.
Okay.
Northwest.
Go ahead, 17.
About the same position as the heat flow downsun or upsun. Okay, Bob. I was able to.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me, Jack.
Bob, I ran that plug two-thirds of the way down the rammer, and it hit solid pay dirt.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'll put a cap on it for you, too.
Okay, that'll make people happy. And you copy me, Jack, because that sounds like the spot for the...
And that...
Fan.
Roger, Bob.
Jack, would you confirm for the ground that you got the LSD enabled?
That's Jeff Alpha. No, I didn't. You interrupted me. Good boy. I was on my way and the Leem interrupted me. I'll get it.
Roger.
Keep after me.
Gene Cernan will use a jack to get the core stems out of the...
Bob, that's Cap Alpha. The core.
Say again there, Gino. Jack, you're taking your second fan, right?
I'm not sure they're hearing us all the time. Camera just stopped. Oh, man.
Okay, what was your question, Gino?
I just said that was Cap Alpha on the core. And let me tell you, it's coming, but this thing is really in something. Oh. Would you believe I'm out of film, Bob?
Okay, I'm afraid I'll have to.
Why didn't I look at the number?
You want to give me a frame count?
Hang off, it's empty.
Okay, copy that.
It's 158.
Copy 158. In Magazine Hotel, and we also suggest you take the second pan when you retake it at 74 feet.
Man, it didn't feel like this stuff was that hard.
What's the problem, Gino? You need some help?
No, nothing you can do. Just jacking away. See if I can get this thing out of the way. See if I can get it out is what I'm really saying. I may be jacking a treadle down into the surface. Change hands.
Jack, if you haven't put Magazine Hotel on, we want to recall that and make it Magazine Gulf. Gale.
Well, Bob, I've already got it on.
Okay, sorry about that.
Is that okay?
Leave it on.
I know what you want. You want color.
That's a firm.
Well, I mean, it's black and white also. Gale is not, you mean Charlie.
Jack applies about 500 to 600 pounds of pressure.
Do you want color? You want Charlie?
Stand by, Jack, if you're still at the rover.
Well, I'm still here, but I got hotel on.
Okay, leave hotel on. We goofed. We'll just accept it.
Well, okay. I don't have much time, otherwise I'd change it. I should have thought of that myself.
Well, we could
get a little time, because I got a lot of jacking to do. Man. Let me finish the pan and come and help you. Well, there's not a lot you can do, Jack. I'll get the neutron flux ready. Well, thanks a lot. Okay. Come on, baby. I'm gonna get this thing out now that I got it.
Boy, Gino, that's what you call getting down into your work.
Bob, I'll save my comments till later. I hope this corps is appreciated.
Roger, Gene and I have worked in the back room that it is appreciated.
Yeah, that makes me feel warm. I'll get it. You're going to have to bear with me. Man, I don't know what it's in.
I was afraid that'd happen. All those rocks.
Yeah, but it didn't go in that hard.
Hey, Gino, how about slacking off for a minute there? You got free. Going pretty hard.
Okay. One more turn, I'll get up. I gotta hit an easy spot sooner or later.
It seems that way.
You're right, Bob. I'm gonna take a rest. You betcha. Man, I had to say it, but I had that 25% of the way there. I can feel it ticking now. I'm going cold.
Okay.
Bob, I got your pans and a couple pictures of the heat flow probes.
Okay.
Now, let's see.
Okay, Jack, if you've got the two sets of pans there, we're suggesting that you, since the CDR is still working on the core recovery, we suggest that you sample the large boulders and loose material on top of some of the smaller large boulders in the vicinity. Otherwise, let's do some sampling in here while Gino's pumping on the old Jack. Unless you guys think that...
You don't want me to help him?
Well, unless you guys... Okay, if you let me finish. Unless you guys think that two guys can do that better than one, I'm not sure.
Gene, you want me to spy you a little? Jack, I don't think there's a lot you can do. Come on over here 1 minute. Let's see if I can use up some of my water. Let's see if I can't get a bigger bite. You on one end and let me stand on a treadle and we might be able to get a bigger bite. See, I can't get a very big bite. That's one of the problems.
And Jack, can you verify we have the LSPE enabled on?
I just hope the jack didn't break. No, I'll get it. I knew there was something I needed to
get
do.
The jack in over here, other side.
Let me put some weight here. See if you can get, what kind of bite you can get.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. See if you can get a bigger...
Coming now. See, just here. Let me get my foot down there. You get out. You get Jack. See, that's the key. Now I think I can.
Okay, if I do it that way, get away down there.
Okay, now try it.
If we get a couple inches at a throw, we're all right. There you go. Do that for a little bit.
Okay, let me put my foot on it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
It's got to loosen up sooner or later.
Okay, that's another good one. When you get tired, I'll do that, and you can do this. This way, you can get a bigger throw.
Okay.
Let me know when, and I'll do that.
Well, that's all right.
Feel like it's loosening up at all?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Stay there.
Okay, back.
Thank you. How about my UHD, among other things? Okay, let's try that again.
You want to get over here and I'll do that for a while?
Well, I tried that. I just lost my balance. Can I hold there?
Yeah, you can hold there and I'll hold it too.
That seems like a little easier.
Yeah, it looks to me like it's going to get me easier. Just hold on to me if you...
What was that?
Huh?
I got a tone. It was probably a...
You still got it?
Gone. Momentary. I probably got a...
Get over here. Get over here, Jack.
All right.
Now let me get over there.
It's coming now.
Let's come over here.
Come on,
one more. I think we're going to get it.
Okay,
come on over here and hold your foot against that thing. Just hold that little thing down. That's amazing.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting it now.
I need your foot on that thing, see?
I don't know what kind of hole we're going to have.
Okay. Get your foot down on that thing again.
Wait a minute,
okay. I jacked the treadle down about 6 inches. Okay, it's loosening up a little bit. I keep saying that, don't I?
No, it was. It changed while I had it there.
Thank you.
didn't get it. Why don't you go get your
pan?
Yeah. Why don't you get your pan and your
I've got that.
LSP, and I'll
I'll get that and a few samples, maybe.
Okay, go ahead, do that. I can get it. Whee! Let me tell you, Red Rover. Let me tell you. I know whose face is smiling back there.
Ron Evans is coming up over the crater Copernicus in his 17th revolution of the moon. He's right on the flight plan, everything going good. Sounder data coming in good.
Yeah. Okay, Houston. Market enabled.
Okay, finally. Thank you.
Oops, I moved your central station. I got to realign your antenna.
Stand by, Jack. Wait a minute.
Well, the Norman's still aligned. I thought I moved it.
Okay, we'll let it be.
Hey, we should have raised the flag on this thing. It looks just the same as when I left it, but I thought I moved it.
Okay, Jack.
Is it okay, Bob?
Okay, leave it alone for right now, Jack, and we'll get a reason on it.
Okay.
In a minute or so. And, Jack, I guess right now you might get some fairly rapid samples in the area since you're probably almost ready to leave. And can you tell us what you saw there in the vicinity of the... You were giving us a description of your boulders there and the platiness of the and alignment of the crystals, the pledge. Do you want to amplify that a little bit?
Okay, then I will as soon as I get back over there with a sample bag. Bag 10 Echo, 10 Echo, is a sample of the very large boulder that's just beyond Geophone 3, just west, just south.
Copy that, 10 Echo and Boulder, east of which geophone?
South of geophone 3, southwest. I got a few photos to document the boulder. I'm not sure I documented the sample, though.
Okay, copy that.
It's the same kind of rock. The same kind of rock I saw near the limb. And, Gabbro, I'm beginning to lean towards 50% plagioclase, though.
Okay.
Remove the treadle from the hole, and I'll tell you later why.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, me. I'll tell you later why. I'm just figuring, oh, me, how am I going to get all this stuff now? I'll lose my hole. Okay, it was right there. In our fiasco over here, we knocked everything over. Did I ruin something? No, I just got to stoop over to get things, and that's a major effort these days. Can I help you? Nope, I got it here. I got a delicate core in one hand, and I'm trying to get some core caps in the other. You'll be glad to know it's full, Bob, and while I'm the only one to see the bottom end right now, I'm going to tell you, it looks like... It looks like what I'm walking on, but it's obviously not powdery. It's obviously very cohesive because it's the bottom of the core is not smooth. It's very jaggedy and fragmental-like.
Okay, copy that, Gino. Very good.
Yeah, I'm being very careful with your core here, but I got to do a few little housekeeping chores first.
Okay. Have you got the neutron flux over there in the vicinity, or is it still back of the rover?
No, sir, I already got it.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah, I've been looking.
And Jack, in your travels there while you're doing some sampling, if you have to happen to wander by in the vicinity, approximate vicinity of the double core, of the deep core, you might get us a rover sample of the soil there.
Okay. Bob, and the core is still to within an eighth or certainly less than a quarter of an inch from the bit.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Sounds like a good candidate for a cap.
Yes, sir, and it's got Bravo on, and the plug has been discarded.
Copy that.
Now, let me see what else I can get here before I get too upset. I need the drill, besides performing admirably, is a tool of necessity to lean over and pick things up with. Except when you let it fall down.
Okay. And our next priority is to put the old neutron flux down the hole, we hope.
Well, we shall see. Man, I don't even know if I can find a hole. It's in the shadow now. I guess I can see it down there. There it is. Okay. You asked, and with a little bit of luck, you shall receive. Listen, I'm earning my 3 1/4 a day today. Oh boy, I don't want to lose the rammer either. Let me get that before that gets lost in the shuffle. We don't want to lose that for sure. I bet you all think I'm stepping on that hole, don't you?
I don't. John doesn't either.
Bob, I see no clear alignment of Vidraclay's art bear scene in this rock. That's the one with a parting in it. It looks as if, integrating what I've seen here and over at the Big Rock, the geophone rock, that the layering or the foliation or the parting, whichever it is a result of variations in vesicle concentration. The sample 10 echo is a sample of the more coarsely vesicular rock. I could not get one of the finer, more finely or non-vesicular fragments, but I got pictures of it.
Okay, copy that. And do you see any?
And I'm having trouble getting.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
And do you see any evidence of soil on top of some of these medium-sized boulders?
There's soil, a little bit of dust in some of the holes, but there's not enough to sample at this point. I may find some later.
Okay, copy that. He's picking up the old.
Vesicle walls do not seem to be shiny. Most of them seem to have dust in them.
Copy that.
The vesicles are not cleanly spherical. They're spherical, but they have fairly rough outlines. They look as if there's been some recrystallization.
All right.
Bob, I will verify that the lower section is on.
Okay, thank you, Gino.
picked the wrong rock to sample with a scoop, I'll tell you that. Well, I tell you, housekeeping is the key to the world right now.
Okay, Dino, and...
Okay, I know the key to the world is whether that...
Dino, stand by. Hold it.
Yeah.
Okay, make sure that the top of it doesn't go down the hole, too, and disappear, either by putting it through the treadle or if you're sure that the... Whatever.
Boy, Bob, that sure is a good thought. You know, I had to take the treadle off because the jack wouldn't go down. There's no way I could put that treadle... Well, let me turn it on first. That was a good thought. It may go down that hole. That would be terrible.
How big's the hole look, Dino?
See, the jack wouldn't... Well, it looks big enough to put this down. Hey, let me use my judgment on it. And a little ingenuity. I verified the top was on, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Shazam!
How about that? Loud applause, loud applause.
See what happened here to the treadle, Bob? I couldn't get the jack to go down, and it made the hole oblong when I... But it's all right now.
Okay, beautiful.
I mean, it ended up all right.
Okay, and why don't we get you two guys together again now and break down the core and press on? And we got a little revision here to the EPA. I'll get with you in just a minute on as soon as I find out what it is.
Bob, I feel pretty good about that. That makes me feel pretty good. Bag 174, 474, 474. Soil from next to this big rock. It's the fillet.
Copy.
But I can't get a chunk of the rock.
Copy, 174, a fillet beside the big rock. And, Jack, while you come back here to the rover, why don't you get one more rover sample in the vicinity of the deep drill while you and Dean get ready to take on the core stem. And because of being a little bit behind here, what we're doing is we're getting prepared to drop station one in favor of doing steno, over. Now I'll get with you on more details on that in a minute.
Well, how far behind are we?
Stand by. They're about between 35 and 40 minutes. And part of the problem is that we're a little short on oxygen on Gene's place. It looks like it's a 6 hour and 45 minute EVA from that point of view, which means that we have to we'd have to leave station one too early. Which is a reason to curtail station one apart from just being behind, which is what the hooker was.
Okay, Bob, I'm approaching the rear of the rover. I've got the core, the cap, the wrench, and the rammer.
Okay.
Well, I didn't mean to breathe up all that oxygen.
Well, it's something that you can't help. Even the surgeon agrees with me on that one. And for your thinking, Jack and Gene, what we're doing is we're planning on going to the west side of Steno in that boulder field, which is partway out to Station 1.
Okay, you want to break that, and I'll go get this sample, Gene. Yeah, I'll break this, Jack, no sweat. Gene is pretty well chewed up the ground. I helped him.
You want me to get a little ways away from it?
Stand by. I don't think we're interested in a surface sample in the last top little bit. I think it's just a in the top, just a surface sample. Stand by, though. Anything there in the dirt, Jack. It doesn't have to be a skim sample of any sort.
Okay, Bob, I'm breaking down a core at the tail end of the rover here.
Okay, congratulations.
Well, don't do it yet. I haven't gotten it broken down yet. But I got it out of the ground with a little help. Bob is full.
Okay, beautiful.
And I have to tell you which end I'm taking it from.
Well, since we got the Cap and Alpha on one end and Bravo on the other end, no problem.
Man, there's a Cap that's going to be... Oh, boy. Okay, Bob, there's a mixture of soil and a rock. In 475.
Okay, copy, 475.
The soil came from about, zero to five centimeters.
Okay, copy that, beautiful.
And it's about three meters from the hole. Well. Hey, Bob, Cap Charlie is opposite Alpha. That was the first three sections.
Okay, copy that.
Three meters from the hull, I got stereo before with at 11 feet and one after at 11 feet.
Okay, copy that. And how about a frame count there, Jack?
Stand by.
on tight.
Ow. Arm start. That hurts.
Oh, me oh my. I'm going to take a big drink of water here. We got three cores, we got the neutron flux down, and we got two heat probes and an L-step. I don't care if we are 30 minutes late. Bob, did I give you the last cap?
That's okay, Gene. We don't really need it. The way they're broken down, there's no problem. The 323 stands out, and the Bravo on the bit end, there's no problem there.
Hey, what you need, babe?
Can you pull that off?
Pull this off.
Yeah. Rotate it 180 there.
Like?
No. Just the total thing. That's good. There you go.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay, and 17.
Hey, I have to line it up.
Go ahead.
17. I'll let you do it.
I got it.
Okay. Get that reading, Bob, before you speak. Wait a minute. Let me get it over with. It's 670-002-601 and 670-002-601.
Did you punch grab the second time? That's identical to the first one.
I just said to read it. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, is that... But you, did you punch grab after the first reading you gave me there at the L-step? Or are you just reading me the same measurement you
Bob,
read before?
Bob, I call them out every time. Bob, I'm reading it right here. Everywhere I punch grab, you've got it written down somewhere.
Yeah, and I didn't copy you punching
Bob, I did
grab,
not.
But the one
time. When I went back... Bob, I did not. When I went to get the treadle and the neutron flux and the rammer, I did not punch grab.
Okay, so that's the same as the first one. Never mind. Thank you. And, guys, we're ready for you guys as you go along here to do the geo prep and press on. As I say, we'll go to Steno and come back from there and do the SCP. Over. Any questions about that? We'd also like to know if you have the Nomon back at the rover.
No, we're just...
Yes, we do.
Okay, Lake Corrigan, okay.
Can you put that in that Samper tool bagger?
Yes, sir. We're configuring for geology now, Bob.
Okay, copy that.
Bob, right now, 10 Echo is in my suit pocket, I hope.
Okay.
Okay, Mount 20 bag dispensers, SCB-1. Let me get at them.
I've got mine on.
Okay. Oh, this probably goes under the seat, doesn't it? The camera. There, all mine is. Where the devil mine is. Excuse me. Oh, I see the Nomon.
I put it there so I wouldn't forget it.
Okay. I tell you,
Sincerity
is the key. Look at those cover gloves.
I guess we can take those off. I don't know whether we ought to or not.
I'm going to leave mine for a while. I changed my mind. I want to look at my gloves before I take them off. Okay, where are we? You got your camera, obviously. This is my camera. I got the bag dispenser on it. Not a bad day start. Bob, is the L-step working good?
The last we heard was working great, guys. We'll check again, though.
Okay. You got your camera, my camera, the floor pan, Captain Spencer, SCB, the gate one. Let me get that. Jack?
Yeah.
You haven't been on a rover yet. It's real easy, but it's also very, very easy to kick dust all over those battery covers. So
but don't even get on it till I put those vet covers down.
Yeah, hey, I guess I should, we ought to press on as if we're going to station one.
Yeah, you gotta walk. Yeah, you gotta walk back to the limb anyway.
Yeah.
Guys, we're gonna play it as per the checklist. Jack will carry the things back. Dean will get the thing aligned. We'll go out to the SEP site, and then we'll press on from there down to Steno. Over.
Okay, very good.
And right
hey,
now.
Stolen, you wanna come over here? I'll stow your place.
Go ahead. Never mind.
Yeah. My camera's under my seat. Okay, you can turn around. Oh, man. What are you bit in? Hallelujah. I'll keep the hammer, I'll give you this. Can you reach your rammer? It's right in front of you. On the...
Oh, yeah.
I haven't got the cap in yet. There it is. Okay, caps are in.
Sometime
when
the
city,
you might give us a break down on the hotel.
Okay, Bob.
And we're going to hand over station.
Yeah,
you might get a drop off on the
carriage. Okay, Rammer, I got the hammer. Turn around, I'll give you a CB2. Now, guess who's watching to see how these hooks are going to work. Oh, man, like a charm so far. Oh, except your doggone harness is off too, Jack.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to undo the strap.
Let me get at it.
You've got to loosen that strap and just put her underneath and then tighten it up again.
This one here?
The one on my right, yeah.
Let me turn around then. I got to get on your right, right?
I think it is, yeah. That's where it is on yours.
Yeah, I'd like to make sure that the other side's all right, though.
Oh, okay.
Let me... I got so tight now, the rope... Okay, now. I got it on.
Okay.
Okay, now I'll get this hook. That hook's gonna be a piece of cake, Jack. Keep it and it's all on and locked. Okay, you got SCB2, you got the rammer, you got the cap dispenser. Okay, you can secure SCB1. Doesn't this go into your,
Not yet, I don't think. I think it stays there.
This does. No?
It does, yeah. That goes under the seat.
And this goes here?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob, the long can's going under my feet.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
They got a handover, I think.
Handover's complete, guys.
Okay.
Four hours, 30 minutes into the EVA.
Okay, you can pull it off. It's unlocked. There it is.
Usually stiff.
Okay.
For once, I have my camera off.
Did you get the heat flow pictures, by the way?
I got most of them. Not all of them. They revised the whole camera.
Hey, Bob, is it going to hurt to leave the UHT in the heat flow electronics?
Oh,
stand by.
Wait a minute. I ought to get that, I guess. It's one. Tall.
Yeah, let me lean down.
It's two. And the hook's still hooked. Check for sure here. Those hooks weren't designed for new bag.
Okay, Jack, they don't want it there.
Right, all right.
Why
don't
you guys can get to it and pull it out.
I'll get it right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Watch the alignment, as you said.
Yep.
I sort of thought you might like it out of there. Let's stay away so I don't get a cable and I don't get dust in the mirror. The alignment is still good.
Okay.
Now, if I can get it out. Hey, I'm going back to the RAM.
Okay, Bob, the alignment's good on the heat flow, and I've got the UHP out. Jack, you need this?
You better save it.
I'm going to leave it right here by the L step.
Save it. Careful.
Gee, man, I just threw it right here in this little ditch.
Yeah, right. Okay, the other UHD is by the LSEP. We probably ought to have it with us, Tito. For the sampler.
So you got one UHD?
Hey, you got one.
Yeah, that's all right.
Get it on
it. Okay, we gather you're on the way back to the limb with the core stems there, Jack.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to take the TV away from you and get these battery covers squared away before I put the targets and the camera on.
Okay, Gino, and you guys have the Nomon in the little quiver, right?
Yes, sir. The temperature on the batteries are 96 and 110.
Okay, thank you.
Can I close the covers?
Roger.
Can I close the covers?
Roger.
Hey, you're turning our voice around, Bob.
No, I said...
We're getting a repeat.
I said, close the covers, please.
That's right, I heard what you said, but you're turning our voice around.
Jack Schmidt on his way back to the lunar module.
I was strolling on the moon one day in the merry month of December.
Now, May. May's the month.
May, that's right.
May is the year of the month.
When, much to my surprise, a pair of bunny eyes.
Sorry about that, guys, but today may be
okay,
December.
Okay, the battery covers. Okay, Bob, the battery covers are closed. I'm going to go mode switch one. I guess I'll just wave goodbye. You look pretty clean, so I won't touch you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, man, it's even hard to move you counterclockwise. Here we go. Counterclockwise, facing aft. Okay, I'm going to go mode switch number one.
Roger, we can confirm that.
The true blank is open 100%, right?
No, roger. That's affirmed.
Okay, now I got to mount my camera and tether my tongs.
We'll lose TV while Gene Cernan drives the rover to the surface electrical property site about 100 meters east of the lunar module.
Okay, mount camera, tether tongs. See if my camera's going to work. Bob, I'm on Bravo, back Bravo, and frame count 19.
Okay, copy that, Gene.
Jack Schmidt has carried the core stems back to the lunar module where he will pick up the transmitter for the surface electrical properties experiment and carry it out to the site where it will be deployed.
0.85. And I'm on, I'm still intermediate cooling.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, inventory, camera.
Okay, copy that.
Tong, Nomon. Okay, I'm ready to get on. Ready to get on. Okay, you want us to make the... Oh. That rock by your front porch is really a major nuisance. So, don't burn it. What's the problem? Oh, every time I get on, I get dust around. I haven't learned how to get on yet.
think after three turns, I'd know better. I know better, but it's...
Okay, I've got the transmitter. I'm heading west. Or east. Heading east.
Sorry about that.
Okay, I'm primary. Okay, you want a nav initialized here, huh, Houston?
That's affirmative. That's affirmative.
By the way, Bob, station 6 is pretty obvious up on the hill. It's fairly high up. I don't know if we'll get to drive up there or not.
Okay, take it. You can see the boulder, and that's how you can tell, right?
There's
okay, take it. You can see the boulder, and that's how you can tell, right?
Yep, and the crater. A shame not to, well, maybe that's the wrong one. I'll have to check the map. A shame not to go to station 1. Sure is a shame. Why don't you consider station 1 as a possibility? Okay, Bob, let me give you some numbers.
We're ready.
Sun shadow is 0.
We're ready.
I am road right 4 degrees. I am pitch 0. I can't be road right 4 degrees. That indicator can't be right. I question that. The roll indicator is right. I might be rolled left a couple of degrees. You happy with that, Bob? On roll indicator is indicating make it 3 degrees right. 3 degrees right.
Okay, and I copy. Okay, torque to 279 will be the heading. 279.
Okay, torque to 279 will be the heading. 279.
Okay. Okay, the heading when I put the nav power breaker in, Bob, was 234.
Okay, I copy that, and we'll torque that to 279.
Okay, I copy that, and we'll torque that to 279.
Okay. I'm waiting for my minute and a half here.
Roger that.
Roger that.
Steno is a crater about 1 kilometer south and east of the lunar module. Station 1 was...
LNP is at 39%, 3.88, and no flags, no tone.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
And I'm at the SEP site, and I found a place I think we can lay out a pretty good grid.
Okay, Jack, and when you lay it down there, we want to
put it down
with the Gnomon side. It's eventually going to face the sun. We want to put that facing away from the sun.
Turns out we found out a thermal constraint this evening just as the EVA started.
Okay. Away from the sun. Gnomon, you want the Gnomon side or corner?
The Gnomon side, away from the sun.
The side with the solar panel on it to be in the shade.
Okay. Now, Bob, everything's working fine so far. She's zeroed and I'm torqued. And I'm ready to press on. Reset is back off. Okay, Jack, here I come.
Okay.
You see me? Now I'm facing the other way.
watch. I just, about all you can see on that direction is the limb. Boy, that's tough driving into the sun. Go right to the limb and then a little bit to your left, to the left of the limb. Yeah, I got to go to the limb and give him a reading here.
Okay.
That's affirmative.
Well, you get that shadow up there in your eye.
That's affirmative, Dean.
Say again, Bob.
That's affirmative. We want the range and bearing at the limb. I'm glad you remembered.
Yes, sir. I'll give it to you. I even got... Ooh. Oh, don't get in there. Woo! I even got the low gain working for you. I don't know if you're using it.
I think we're using the limb right now.
Boy, that limb is pretty. Woo! Bob, everything I've seen so far indicates that the so-called subfloor boulders, if we have gotten that deep, are this gabbro. I'm out here at the SEP site, and the large blocks are still the plagioclase. Here I've seen, Jack, let me give him a range. I'll be on my way out.
Go ahead.
Okay, bearing 292, point 2 and point 2. I'm standing right in front of the mesa.
Okay, beautiful, Gino. Thank you.
Okay, beautiful, Gino. Thank you.
Okay, I'm coming, Jack. The zap hits nice white halos, although for the most part, the rock's too coarse to show them very well. Some of the larger ones have white halos. We may not be down to the subfloor, but hard to say. Hey, Bob, making 8 to 10 kilometers, and I'm barely moving. Where you got the SEP, Jack? Right out over there. Okay, let me give him a bearing distance and range and some numbers here. Meet you over there, okay? Bob, I did see a dense gray rock that's different than the others on my traverse out here. We'll try to find some of that too. Okay, Bob, I'm reading 278, 003, and 003 at the SEP site.
Okay, copy that, Gino. And how about giving me amp hours and batteries just as long as you're there?
Okay, copy that, Gino. And how about giving me amp hours and batteries just as long as you're there?
Yes, sir, it's coming at you. Amp hours are 112 and 110. Batteries are 992 at about 112.
Okay, copy that, Gino.
Those are all off scale low.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, copy that, Gino. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Nav is going to reset.
Say again there, Gene. You're going to go to reset, right?
Say again there, Gene. You're going to go to reset, right?
Yes, sir. Going to reset.
Okay.
Okay.
And Jack, you can be getting on. You won't need the bomb, and I guess you won't need the LMP camera unless you want it. We'll be deploying the bomb at Steno.
I thought we were playing it by the checklist. You know, here's the bomb.
Here, give it to me.
I got it.
Okay,
yeah, it just happens that the station is at the place we're going to deploy the charge.
Okay, well, we got it off. Okay, do you know which side of Steno he wants us to go, Jack?
Not yet.
Yeah, we're going to, okay, let me fill you in on the plan, guys. We're going to go to the west side of Steno, which is where you would have driven by anyway. And the stop is will be at the 340 slant 1.2, which is where you've got the little delta for ET6 in your checklist. And we'll plan on spending about three
30 minutes there sampling.
Plan on spending about
primarily boulders.
Minutes there sampling. And primarily boulders.
Okay, Gino, west side of Steno then.
Okay, I got it here.
Okay. You got a good feeling on how to head out of here?
Yeah.
I want to get around the backside, now that I'm down here on the backside of Triton, and make sure that that's what I'm looking at is Triton over there. Okay, let me try to get on this thing.
Okay, and 17,
right
just
there.
To fill you in a little bit more here, we're looking at a 6 plus 4, 5 EVA. We've given you 15 minutes to drive to Station 1, 30 minutes at Station 1, and 15 minutes to drive back to the SEP, and then deploying the SEP for 2 minutes. And then 40 minute closeout at 6 plus 4, 5.
I'm sorry, Bob. After 30 minutes at Station 1, what'd you say?
Okay, then we're going to drive back. It's a 15-minute return to the SEP site, and then 22 minutes at the SEP site to deploy the SEP, and then return to the LEM and 45 minutes for the closeout.
Okay, I understand. Jay, you strapped in?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got to start getting that. It's rover facing 90 degrees to the seats, I think.
I did the same thing.
Did I kick dust?
Yeah, we both did.
I tried to knock it all off my feet.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Okay, Jack, let's see if we can't get around Trident East over here.
Well, I wish I didn't have this charge. They play it by the checklist. I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
We're on the move, Bob.
Okay, this is Trident, isn't it? So we're starting out.
Well, gotta be.
Yeah. So you're starting out on the, you really want to hit about 29...
No.
No, wait a minute. Where are we?
We're going to go southeast.
181.
Hey, let's
take a
17,
look
we'll
sure.
start out on the same general
right
traverse as you've been on. It's just we'll stop it sooner.
Yeah, we understand. We're just
okay.
getting our bearings, Bob. Okay,
okay.
That's got to be Triton East right here, Jack. See that? That's got to be Triton East. That's the big one.
On the right or the left?
On the right.
Yeah.
And Pompey was just over about where
Butcher's.
Yeah. I just want to get our bearings there. You can't look to the east. Okay. I got to...
That's an awful big depression over there, isn't it?
It says go along this way. Boy, it sure is. Whee!
Watch your... Oh, hold it.
Got it. Oh, I tell you, I got to get out of the east. Stand by.
Dean, I think...
I'm going to head about 120 out of here.
Well, it's a... you got another hole on your right here.
I got it.
Whoa. Not sure what's going on. Why don't you go left there?
Sure.
Go left around this thing.
And 17, Houston, for your advice, we're trying to use the low-gain antenna on this traverse also. Might try and be good guys and turn it for us when you have to.
Okay, Bob.
That's general reminder number one.
Dean, I think we need to head south.
Yeah, we got to go out here southeast. What's that big map look like in relation to Bear Mountain to you?
You mean the... not sure I can get through it. Okay.
Okay, I want call for 116 at point 6
near
the SEP.
I ended up with this charge in my hand. There's a big, what are you headed now, south, pretty much?
Yeah.
I think you're getting, that must be station, that must be Emory over there. See, with all the blocks in the wall?
Where are you looking, which way?
Southeast. way over there.
Yeah.
That may very well go. This is very easily Steno right over here. Let's see, we're between the two big ones.
That would be Paul
on the right. You think?
Tony doesn't look like the LNA yet.
No, sure doesn't.
How about a range and bearing, guy? I think we can help you.
Okay, 330.3.
Okay, it sounds like you're probably just driving by the East Trident, or Trident 3.
You think all that right there is Trident? By God, if it is, that's incredible. That's hard to believe.
Well, Larry, you're going to go in the hole with your right.
Yeah,
no problem.
I can't see the lift too well because of the... Well, if that's Trident...
Okay, and Jack, do you have your camera on?
Well,
if so, could you give me a frame count sometime?
Bob, I got my hands full with this charge.
Okay, forgot about that one.
It's,
sorry about that.
Looks like 4 or 5.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
Boy, if that's Trident, woo! Hey, you know that is? Don't you suppose that's Trident?
Well, it sure looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, we were quite a ways from Trident then.
I bet you did.
If that's true.
Well, we're at 342.4. That's about right. We're at half a mile. That's about right. Well, when I was looking at Trident, it didn't nearly anywhere near that big.
Okay, if that's true, then we want to go...
Yes, sir.
Going all right,
181. Yes, sir. We're all right now. That's got to be Trident. What we were looking at before, I got to stop and see what that is. I got to look at those maps when we get in.
Well, it's a triplet, all right, with some septa between.
I wish I could take pictures. Take a few, but
well, let me get a few here.
Well, you keep pressing.
Damn.
We can get them coming back.
Take a few, but it's not continuous. My hands are giving out. I wish they hadn't said follow the checklist.
Okay, we're at... 0.5 and 346.
And the surface has not really changed except slightly more hummocky and rolling because of a larger number of irregular depressions or craters. The the rocks at first glance from the rover look very much like what we had around the limb. That's the big ones.
And 17, you might be, Jack, you might be expecting a water flag and a tone in a couple minutes to go to Ox.
Okay.
And CDR will be about 5 minutes after
that. I'm
going to
head south here in a minute, Jack, as soon as I get... Okay.
I think maybe that might be Steno over there.
I don't think we're too far off.
Okay, there's my... I got to go to Ox.
Can you reach it?
Hope so.
Okay, Houston, do you see me in Ox?
Stand by. Roger, we see you in Ox.
I'm going to hit some of these broadside, Jack, and then we won't get any roll angle.
Okay, how far have you come?
I got to go 0.7,
about another 0.7 mile or kilometers.
I may be coming up on the edge of it. I don't know. I'm on the right bearing. Now we're all right. Steno's got that dipple on the north. Boy, this is a heck of a way to start out our navigation to the into the cross sun here. Not cross sun, but sun. Now, that's got to be Powell, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, must be. Must be.
Listen,
then that's Steno with all the blocks in it.
Boy, am I glad we didn't land out here.
Whew. See this high point up here coming ahead?
Yeah.
That should give us our bearings, I hope. I can't hold that bomb any longer. What are you going to do with it? I'm going to drop it in my feet. Okay.
Okay, it's there. Keep it between your feet.
It will. My hands aren't going to be any good for sampling.
Okay, that's Powell, huh?
Yeah,
I think we may end up looking right into Steno when we get up there. Bob, we're at 342.9.
Okay, copy that. 340 and 1. Yeah, Roger, beautiful. 340 and 1.2 is where we expect the station to be. And it should be up on the top of a little bit of rise that you see coming up there, or almost to that rise. You ought to be in the vicinity of some very large boulders.
Houston, there's a there's certainly a lot of big boulders. Whoop, boink. Let me take a look into the sun here. That doesn't look like what I thought Steno looked like. There's no tempo there. 1.2, he said. Oh, this is it over here, though, I guess.
Oh. Yeah, Steno ought to be at right at your 9 o'clock there, Gene.
At my 9 o'clock. Yeah?
Either that or your 3 o'clock.
How do you know where we are? I think you're probably right, although it doesn't impress me as what I saw in the LNA. How much time we got to drive now, Bob?
Okay, stand by.
I think that's probably Emery up there. That's Steno, I guess.
Yeah, seven,
Jack?
Jane and Jack, we'd like you to, if you're in the vicinity, we think you're just about there. We were planning on you leaving the SEP and getting to this place at about 4 plus 5, 8, and we're showing about 5 plus 0, 0 right now, so you're right on time. And if you're at 340 and 1.2 or in that vicinity, you must be at the station or very close to it where you can see. Over.
Well, it doesn't look real familiar, Bob, as far as Steno is concerned. Okay, I think they can locate us if we work that block field right there. Let me get my water.
Okay, on the map we're showing, Jack, what you're probably looking at, you're seeing that there's a couple of boulders at just above, at about the, with north being 12 o'clock, there are a couple of boulders at about the 9:30 position on Steno. And then there's a couple of more at about the 9 o'clock position on Steno, and we're putting the station right in the midst of all those boulders. Over.
Well, Bob, I don't know. It's hard to follow that that's where we are. I'm not sure. It doesn't look like what I expected Steno to look like.
No, me either.
Okay, what's the range in Barron one more time?
Okay, 346, 1.1. I think it'd almost be worth. I'll bet that Emery up on that hill. That's gotta be. Yep. Okay, well, let's
just park
in
Boulder Field here.
Getting in Boulder Field. Okay, I mean, I wish we could have gotten near one of the big ones, but let's do it. We're going to run out of time.
Yep.
Now, that's affirmative, guys. There's no point in deviating around and spending 15 minutes trying to get to a particular spot or down to a bigger boulder. You must be in the near vicinity. If you're really worried about it, I guess you might drive a little bit to the east to the rim of the crater unless you're there. Over. Your judgment.
No, we're okay. We got a good place.
All right.
Okay, I'm parked 180.
Roger, stand by on that.
To get off? What do you mean?
Okay. No, okay. I was just wondering about where you're going to park. Go ahead and park 180. I was questioning whether they wanted us to park into the sun.
Okay, I'm headed.
180 is a good heading.
Okay, I'm headed to... I'm headed 182-346, 1.2, 1.1, 110, 108, 100 and 118, and off scale low on all the motors.
Okay, I copy that.
Bob, can we deploy? Charge deployed here?
That's affirmative, Jack.
I'll deploy it now.
You can deploy it right now. That's good.
That's a 1 pound charge for the lunar seismic profiling experiment.
Beautiful. We'll give you the Taper of the Year award.
Boy, you're going to have to give me the Dust of the Year award after this.
Okay. Band one.
Mark, safe.
Band 3, mark, safe.
That'll be in a band, Gino.
Okay.
Okay, I copy that.
Bob, you got close.
Just to confirm, that is EP6, right?
Bob, we're about 15 meters from a 20-meter Rocky Rim crater. It's about 3 to 4 meters deep. All the blocks on the rim look like the Paracene plagioclase gabbro, the vesicular rock, seeing at the limb. Based all that I've seen so far.
Okay, I copied that, Jack. And is this crater to the east or west?
It's to the northwest of the rover.
Okay, copy that.
The vesicle population varies from about a millimeter to 1 centimeter. It forms about 15% of the rock, 10 to 15. And I've given you grain size and for the rocks near the limb, and that goes well for this one.
Okay, I copy that, Jack. Very good.
There is the parting that I mentioned. Still somewhat unknown origin, and we'll try to get a sample along the parting plane. It's clearly evident in one of the bigger blocks. Hey, Bob, just as we stopped the rover, I went on Hawks Water. Do you want me to turn my primary water off? I don't have to, do I?
No need to.
That's what I figured. Just want to cover all bets. Okay, Jack, I think I got my housekeeping done. Okay,
yeah.
Get your hammer. We're going to need it. I've been carrying it all day. It's about time I used it. Okay. Bob, you're going to want to core at this site?
Roger. We'd like to get number one priority would be some block samples, including any dirt that was on the blocks, if there is such. And then...